yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to that sports show that sounds better louder. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the middleman, a walking, talking, hard-rocking sports encyclopedia. I'm also the 1974 state free throw champion. Welcome to another edition of The Sporting Life with the middleman. All right, it is March, so we know what's right there for the taking. March Madness. But that's still to come as college teams are playing their conference tournaments and seeing what Cinderella tournament champion gets into the tournament and spoils somebody's tournament dreams. Let's go to the local scene as Montana Tech wins the Frontier Conference once again and head to the playoffs, where they are now seasoned veterans of the playoff game and look to do some serious damage for the national title. Make sure to head up to Kelvin Sampson Stadium and root the ore diggers on as they in their quest to bring the national title back. Do what the football team did it do. Go ore diggers. It's over for the Bulldogs as they lose a heartbreaker to get into the tournament. A loser by one, and the Bulldogs' season ends. A better than expected season, and hopefully there's some youngsters on the team, so next year they're not youngsters, and they bring the title back to Title Town. So good job this year, Bulldogs. On Butte High School, Metalman, class of 83. Central loses a heartbreaker the other night. I believe their tournament starts next week. Don't quote me on that. If it is, good luck, Maroons. What a Maroon! So the doldrums of February rolls into March. As we take a look at the NBA standings real quick, as they approach about 20 games left in the season. Speaking of 20 games left in the season, the NHL has got about 20 games left in the season. And my main man, my number one main man, the Great Eight, Alex Ovechkin, is 9 away from becoming the all-time leading goal scorer in the history of Earth. He scored a wraparound empty netter the other night as my Washington Capitals cruise in first place. And Ovechkin looking to break the great Wayne Gretzky's seemingly unbreakable record. But it's going to be broken. Grade 8, baby! All right, the NBA real quick before we get our Hainer hair out of here. In the East, the Cavs are the least talked about number one seed I've ever heard or seen in my life. Donovan Mitchell is lights out, man. Every time I bet against him, he burns me. Celtics second, defending titleless. Third is the Knicks, fourth is the Bucks. The surprising Pacers and Pistons, 5 and 6. The Hawks, Magic, Heat, and Bulls round out the playoff teams in the West, in the East. In the West, playoff teams look like this as OKC Thunder They're big time over the second seed, the Lakers, who lost LeBron the other night with a groin injury. Boy, cross your fingers on that. We don't need that. We want to watch the King play more in the playoffs again with Luka. Number three is the Nuggets. Grizzlies 4, Rockets at 5, and the Warriors are climbing the standings. 7's the Timberwolves, the Clippers, the Kings, and the Mavericks round out the top 10, but look for the Mavericks to fall out as they have ran into some horrible luck lately, that's for sure. All right, time to head outside and play. Always remember, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, huh? For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock's Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.